I won't deny that, but I'd say they're digging their own grave when they do that, and they're not making their students terribly employable. I guess to show that there's the counter, I'd cite my own MS supervisor, Erwin Jacobs, who went on to found Linkabit and then Qualcomm, and he and his wife recently gave something like $17 million to the UCSD School of Engineering, which is now the Jacobs School of Engineering. Now, what he was doing when I was there was sequential decoding, and this was considered abstract by a lot of people. However, at JPL, they realized that it was virtually the only way to reliably get pictures from deep space to here was by sensible coding, and they commercialized these ideas like Viterbi algorithm, which is essentially dynamic programming, which again, a lot of people thought was abstract. So I think the people who are the most famous are the people who come up with the algorithms that really solve problems. And then sometimes, not always, they're the people who realize how good those algorithms are. Viterbi, for example, says he invented his algorithm because he could not understand the sequential decoding algorithm of Wollstonecraft. So he came up with something simpler he could understand and prove results for. And then it was other people, particular Jim Omura and Dave Forney, who figured out what he was doing was actually optimal in a certain sense and practically had many advantages over the way it had been done before. So these were very bright people doing somewhat different things, but none of them got lost in abstraction and missed the connection to the real world.
Right.